You've chaired IMSA, Tulsa Area Council on Aging. You were a member of the Tulsa Industrial Authority, Tulsa Performing Arts Trust, Tulsa Energy Resources Recovery Authority, in addition to all these other things.
That was when I was at the city. Those were the delegated responsibilities to the finance commissioner. The finance commissioner in those days was sort of the commissioner at large.
You've donated time to volunteer organizations, serving the Senior Services Board of Directors, Alternate Dispute Resolution Advisory Board, and Family and Children's Services Advisory Board. You've been one busy woman, haven't you?
It's been very, very interesting and rewarding. Rewarding in many ways.
Was there one or two people that you would look to as your mentors?
Well, I've always depended on my friends. And as I told you, in the early days of city government, the women who were on boards and commissions all networked and helped each other. And I still think this is an important part of the way women perform and learn and achieve things, is by working together and by networking and supporting one another. I think this is very important. Women bring a particular viewpoint to government. They bring a notion of how neighborhoods work and a particular sensitivity to safety. Women are very, very important to government. So I've tried to, in various things, empower and encourage women to participate.
And here we are in 2016. We've just had an election. Hillary Clinton could have been the first female president of the United States. Ultimately, Donald J. Trump became the president. I don't know if you care to share your feelings about that.
Well, I've been very interested always in government. And I've reflected and have been concerned about some of the trends in government. One of the things that distresses me is how politicians are not appreciated. I hear people say, well, I'm not a politician. Vote for me. I'm a business person. Or I'm an individual citizen. I'm not a politician. Politics is a noble undertaking. This is a government of, for, and by the people, and the people select people to represent them in the difficult and challenging and interesting and important issues facing their life and facing our very survival. I think it's very courageous to present yourself to the public and say, I'm running for office. I'm willing to go to Oklahoma City or to City Hall or to Washington to try and represent you. A campaign is a time when citizens gather together and try and sort out their goals and their values. And then they elect someone who goes and tries to deal with on behalf of the citizens. I remember when I first got to City Hall, I was in the grocery store one time and I saw a pretty elderly woman pushing her grocery cart through, muttering to herself. And she said, everything is so expensive, so expensive. And I thought to myself, that's the lady I represent. I don't know her, but I have to try and do my best for her. I regret the polarization today. This is terribly dangerous and counterproductive, and it's just wrong. The genius of America is compromise. In a big, diverse country such as ours, a continental nation, we have to learn to talk together and compromise because we're not going to see eye to eye. As I say, that's the genius of America. And one time when we couldn't compromise, we went to a bloody, bloody war where 650,000 people died. And the results of it we're still experiencing today.
That war was?
The Civil War.
Right.
Yes, the most bloody war in our history because of the inability to solve problems together, because of the fragmentation, fracturing, polarization. So I believe government service is a high calling, and it should be respected and protected and admired. I believe, as I said before, the goal of business is profit. The goal of government is keeping our society glued together.